I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Many of us moved into adulthood imagining some sort of clear forecast and life plan. Of course, what many of us discovered along the way is that our journeys rarely unfold in as linear a fashion as we first imagined. Life is full of unanticipated detours, occasional roadblocks, and, we hope, wondrous surprises and good fortune. For some, it takes decades of living to appreciate this reality. And then some of us figure it out rather early in life, as with this week's 14-year-old essayist Jacqueline Folies.
I believe in chasing rainbows. The mist turns into a drizzle, then comes a pouring rainstorm. When you think your world has come crashing down, out comes the shining sun. Rays of light slice through the water particles, creating an arc to your life, with stepping stones to something new. Your life is planned ahead of you, from the minute you are born. I guess that's why I shouldn't have been upset when my parents told me we were moving to Paris. A whole other continent, with a foreign language. A chance to chase that rainbow into a mysterious, unrevealed world. But even though I didn't want everything to change, I had to say goodbye to my friends and goodbye to my house. Hello, city of love, and hello to the beautiful language that makes your nostrils hurt. We get off the plane into a snaking line to the passport officer with his French accent and roll our luggage over the tile floor. Click-clack, past the French bakeries with the warm smell of fresh-out-of-the-oven bread and pastries. Then we hail a cab to take us to our new home. We take the miniature elevator up to the second floor, one bag at a time. As we stick the key in the lock and turn the handle, I am introduced to my new, changed life. In my room, the afternoon light floods through the pink satin curtains, filling my room with a warm cherry blossom haze. I collapse on the bed, letting the unknown noises, smells, and scenes lull me to darkness. Over the course of that 1 year, I was introduced to a whole new world, a magnificent culture, a wonderful language, and many new friends from all over the earth. A year ago, I was standing by the beautifully engraved doorway of our apartment building, 78, number 78, for the first time. Thrust into a world of change, I was a bird without its wings. I chased that rainbow not knowing where or when it would end. After the long flight back home, we pull up in front of our lovely home. It looks the same after a year. In the morning, I wake up in the same bed and same house as it always was. But one thing is different, and that's me. I've changed. Now I'm ready for a new opportunity to walk aboard the plank of a well-known ship, jump into an unknown dark blue wave, and dive deep down into an ocean of change. By chasing that rainbow, even though I didn't know where it would lead, I created a change. The first rainbow in my life has succeeded in presenting one in a palette of many colors, one color of me.
Jacqueline Folies recently completed the 7th grade at the Gordon School in East Providence. She lives with her family in Wickford. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.